This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That skill set has been on display since day zero. He's just a very talented guy. He's got unique body control and hand-eye coordination and fine motor skills, and very rarely do you see him uncomfortable spatially. We appreciate it, but I don't think anybody on our football team or within our organization that see him do things like that routinely, both in stadium and in practice settings, are surprised by it.
That is George Pickens getting critiqued by Mike Tomlin. Scouting report on him. Mike singing his praises. We've seen Pickens have a big impact on this rivalry. Caught that game-winning touchdown pass last year to beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, beating Marlon Humphrey, who he went to high school, the same high school.
Hoover.
Not too high school with him, but yeah, same school.
Kenny Pickett's finest hour, Pony?
Kenny had two big wins against Baltimore. I'd say the one at Baltimore, his rookie year was better because it kept their playoff hopes alive, and it was in the belly of the beast. Brian McFadden, he is no stranger to Steelers Ravens, and we are so pleased to have him back on the show. The Steelers Super Bowl champion from CBS Sports to talk about this one. B-Mac, do you hate or respect the Ravens more? Which is the more powerful feeling inside of you?
I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, you know, the historical rivalry between the two teams, definitely, if you're a Steeler, you feel some type of way about the Baltimore Ravens. But ultimately, there is a big deal of respect as well, because they go about their business in a way that you respect. Blue collar, they play hard-nosed football. Their style has always resembled our style, and they've won. They've won. They've been competitive, and they've always been playoff-caliber teams, so you have to respect that.
The Raven you respected the most?
Oh, that's a great question. The Raven I respected the most?
Yep. Brian McFadden.
It's hard to single out one guy, but I think a guy I respected the most is a guy I saw while in college as well, and that's Ed Reed. Just the emotional side that he brought to the game. You can tell he really, really loved ball. And he always was a significant contributor to their success. So I saw Ed Reed before he became a Baltimore Raven, live and in person, in the rivalries we had against, you know, the Miami Hurricanes. And then, of course, playing against him throughout my time in Pittsburgh, I saw the same continued success. So I'll go Ed Reed because I saw Ed Reed before he became a Raven. But the same success he had as a Hurricane, he was having as a Raven.
B-Mac. The opposite. I won't say Raven you hated the most, but guy who stuck in your craw.
Yeah, didn't care for him.
No love lost with this particular Raven.
I wouldn't say there was a particular guy who really, you know, grind my gears, to say the least, more than any other. But I'll say this. The thing about the Ravens offensively, you know, they always had physical style running backs that we always had to battle against. And now the thing.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The thing is, when you go back to our matchups, it was all about the running game. The teams who ran the football the most was probably going to be the teams who won. Now, passing was always a plus, but those matchups were really contingent on the running game. So I'll throw out three names.
Okay.
Willis McGahee was a bell cow to tackle, right? Of course, Ray Rice. But another guy who became a Raven and he just instantly fit in was Ricky Williams.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. When you had that crack replaced and that receiver came down to crack our safety and that forced the corner to come up to try to tackle Ricky in space, that was something that you didn't really want, but you had to go out and give it your all. And that's the type of those are the type of situations, guys, where your shoulder is probably not going to feel at its best in the fourth quarter.
What does Derrick Henry to that end then bring to them that they haven't had in this Lamar Jackson era, since he is the biggest, baddest dude of all when it comes to modern running backs?
What Derrick Henry brings is something that we've never seen with Baltimore, and I think the closest probably would be Jamal Lewis, a big back who's bigger than most of the defensive defenders that he's trying to tackle him, but also the element of speed that provides a big play ability at any given time. And with Derrick Henry being 6'3", 240 plus, he's not your normal big back. He is a big back. He is like an F-150 that has a Ferrari engine.
What keeps you up at night more as a defense, the speed or the power that he brings?
I think it's the speed. Me personally, I think it's the speed that you respect more, because you saw what he did against Tampa. You saw what he did against Buffalo.
Yep.
Like, if he gets a crease, and if he's – have you guys ever seen anybody catch Derrick Henry?
I saw Josh Norman try to do it, and he threw him like he was a two-year-old
Wait,
doll.
Who caught him earlier this year on the 80-yard run that wasn't a touchdown?
That was Zion McCollum.
Yep.
And to your point, Zion had a real good angle, and – but outside of Zion, I've never seen anyone get him down when he strikes out on a defense.
Let me ask you this one along those lines about the run game. True or false, the Steelers should try to establish the run in this game?
It's always true. You always got to find a way to establish a running game. And, you know,
why not go bombs away on this pass defense that stinks, B-Mac?
Yeah, you will. That's always going to be an option. But also, too, you don't want to become predictable, because, yes, their pass defense has been feeble. But if they know you're throwing the football 9 times out of 10, I mean, now their pass rushers are only rushing the passer. They're not playing the run. So that's going to be there. But it's imperative in this matchup to establish the run. Think about this. How many Raven-Steeler matchups you guys have watched, even just going during the Lamar Jackson era, where the team that outrushes the other is usually the team that wins? Like, a lot, right?
Yeah, but I'd say if this game gets boiled down to who's going to outrun who, I kind of like them. But I'm not picking them. I'm picking the Steelers, B-Mac, and I'm going to be there for the game.
And, oh, my goodness. Tony, you said what?
I knew that was going to get you.
I knew that was just good. If we could have had a record scratch sound effect,
that actually hasn't factored into the prognostications we've gotten from listeners yet.
Now,
today,
B-Mac,
Chris,
hold on.
I just let that cat out of the bag.
B-Mac, hold on. There is one other thing. He is going to be there in a professional capacity, not as a fan. So he's going to be covering the game.
So I was covering the game in Indy when they got spanked.
True.
I wasn't there as a
yes,
fan.
Yes, he was.
True.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. You know what? Positive energy. We're not going to allow Pony to stop our vibe.
More likely, right? Steelers win a first to 17 game, or win a game where the winning team has more than 30 points?
Repeat that again. Say that again.
So win a kind of
like a low scoring, typical
Steelers Ravens 17-14, or win a game that's more like 35-31.
35-31. 35-31. I think we're not going to see the classic 10-7 game that we've seen with these two teams in years past. 13-16 matchups. No, I think at the bare minimum, we're seeing two teams score mid-20s for sure.
So you think Lamar Jackson finally has like a big breakout game against them?
I won't say breakout, but I believe because of what they're doing, to your point, this is a rushing attack for Baltimore that we haven't really seen with Lamar Jackson. When you have a guy like Derrick Henry, who's a fast bruiser, but then you can implement Justin Winslow into the forefront, and then, of course, Lamar Jackson. So I think it's all about our defense getting timely stops and playing their best effort in the red zone. And I think that's going to happen. But I think Baltimore will make some plays like we're going to make plays. But I'm really believing because of our offense and the pressure that we're going to put on that poor secondary that you mentioned.
Why is it so bad?
Baltimore to press.
Why is it so stinky, B-Mac?
They're horrible in zone drops, point blank. That is the one area where their secondary does not do a good job. Go back to last Thursday game against Cincinnati. Think about all the major plays that we saw from Cincinnati's passing attack. Heck, just Jamar Chase. It was all zone coverages. Guys are not talking in zone drops, and because of that, they're a bunch of holes.
Mm. Do you think Mike Tomlin made those comments about Deontay Johnson because he wants John Harbaugh to play Deontay Johnson in this game and get in the guy's head?
No, I think he made those comments because that was his honest assessment on what he's seen. You know what I mean? And he did so in a very, very professional way, but it was almost like a little quick little jab in the gut also. You know what I mean? Because Deontay kind of forced his way out of Pittsburgh. But I think that's his honest assessment of what he's seen, and it makes sense because Deontay just got there. He played sparingly against Cincinnati. Do we think we will see a more increased workload than what we saw in Cincinnati? Yeah, maybe, but the likelihood of that happening is probably not likely.
Better chance he scores a touchdown or drops a big ball?
You know what? Drops a big ball. That's what we need, Steeler fans.
Yeah, you're just trying to will it into existence. You know,
I like it.
With Pony in the building, though, he might turn into like Jerry Rice out there.
No, Pony. Please. Please spare us.
Lamar Jackson, better chance he throws for 300 or runs for 100?
Run.
Man, how about that, Malzi?
Well, if he runs for 100, that's probably a bad sign because that would mean he doesn't necessarily need to throw for 300.
Yeah.
Give me the Steeler to watch on offense and the Steeler to watch on defense in this game, B-Mac.
Ooh, the Steeler to watch on offense. I'll go Mike Williams.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind seeing him go for a couple moon balls.
If he's saying
there.
The secondary is so leaky, I mean, there's a chance
for
him to have a big game.
You said they're bad in zone drops. Is like, do you see Russ as more of a man beater or a zone beater?
More of a man beater, but the thing I love about Russ is he does not mind targeting his top guys. So even in zone drops, there's opportunities to take a deep one because if you look at that deep post to Jamar Chase, they were actually in cover four, which is not man. You know, it's a zone concept that could turn into man. But because of the lack of communication, the post route was wide open. So there's still going to be opportunities to take attempts down the football field, even in zone.
So who's the Steeler to watch on defense, B-Mac?
Who has been the most impactful Steeler defensively against Lamar Jackson? T.J. Watt.
Yep. I thought you might go with Minka. We're getting a lot of Minka love. They think this is the game Minka finally bursts out. But they're saying Minka doesn't have to get a turnover to make an impact on a game. You agree with that?
Now, he's well overdue. I would love to see a Minka turnover because usually when he creates turnovers, he either scores or puts us in scoring position. But it's hard for me to pick another player when you look at what T.J. Watt has done against Lamar Jackson. He's like Lamar's kryptonite, to say the least.
Mm. Do you think Joey Porter Jr., one bad game or something to worry about with him right now, B-Mac?
I wouldn't consider Washington the Commanders a bad game. I mean, the thing about the National Football League, when you play some of the best athletes in the world and you're required to move backwards while they're moving forwards, they're going to catch a few passes. So I wouldn't consider that to be a bad game. It just some of the plays that he gave up were major in situational moments. But to my point, I think Joey Porter's played good football last week. I think he's going to play great football this week.
Final score prediction.
Give me the Steelers 26-23.
That would hit the over. That is the flip of the implied Vegas final
score. And BMAC didn't put in there, but I think there's going to be a big Justin Tucker miss somewhere in there.
BMAC, do we have a quick BMAC parlay for the? Have you already put in a parlay for this weekend? We got BMAC's
bets. BMAC parlay.
Hold on. I got one for you right now. Now, the good thing about this parlay that I got, guys, you guys should have hit me up early because I had Thursday night already involved. So I have Philly, Detroit, Rams, Miami, Houston.
And how about Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Listen, I don't know if Tyson has the stamina to go past three rounds. If he don't knock him out in the first three, I think the conditioning, the stamina is in favor of Jake Paul. There lies an opportunity for Jake Paul to win. But I'm taking Tyson. I grew up a Tyson fan. I'm still a Tyson fan. I'm taking Tyson.
BMAC, we'll talk again next week. You're the best. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
There you go. At 3:28, time to make that call to Buell. Get help with their premium, 724-443-5610. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township, 26-23.
The implied Vegas final score is 26-23 Ravens, with what the over-under is.
He's very dialed into that stuff.
Oh, yes, he is.
Coming up next, the PM team tail of the tape. We will go position by position and tell you who has the edge, the Steelers or Ravens. First, a headline.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.